The world is rapidly changing. 30 years ago, the majority of any company's assets were hard assets. Now they're intellectual property. I think they say that 85 or 90% of corporate America's asset base is intellectual property. It's intangible property. And it's not just people walking out the door with it. There's hackings going on. You can access this data over the internet. Kids, 14 years old, are better getting at your data than your employees are sometimes. Sometimes you're hiring those kids to figure out your IT problems. A lot of that is happening from overseas. We've seen that, in fact, even the presidential race this year. People from overseas are getting access to data here, either by hacking in or by coming onto our soils. If you've dealt with anything in the Eagle Ford Shale or now the Delaware Basin out in West Texas, you've seen it's practically a United Nations of companies that have leasehold interests there because they want to gain access to the technology for fracking. What works? How can they do it in other parts of the world? Hopefully, most of them are doing it legitimately. They're purchasing access to that data and those trade secrets. But some of them may not be doing it legitimately. And it really has exposed limitations in the old way of handling trade secrets in Texas, because it was state law, mostly common law. You could use the Texas Theft Liability Act, but it was mostly common law. And it was hard to enforce things against any extraterritorial defendant. So this really is a big change that I want to talk about, and it's all fairly recent, and it's certainly in flux. But we have two new statutes.